Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. The year 2023 would be known for the Indian mutual fund industry nearing the rupees 50 trillion in assets under management landmark. However, the year started on a sour note as budget took away taxation benefits on debt mutual funds, impacting their appeal. As a result, hybrid funds that invest in a combination of equity, debt and commodities came under the spotlight. This category received debt inflows of over 85,000 crore since April till November. The year would also be known for the launch of three new asset management companies, Bajaj Finserv, Helios and Zerodha, while Old Bridge Capital Management received final approval from SEBI to start mutual fund business. In terms of investment trends, environmental, social and governance funds lost some prominence, while gold, defying odds, rose around 15% on a year-to-date basis. While PSU stocks continued to be in demand during the year, the star performer of the year were small cap and mid cap segments. Both these categories rose around 40% each during the year. In fact, for the full year, small cap funds received net inflows of Rs 37,000 crore since January, while mid cap funds saw Rs 21,500 crore net investments. In contrast, large cap funds logged net outflows of more than Rs 2,500 crore since the start of the year till November. Abhinav Kaul of Money Control spoke to Lavaid Navlakhi, Managing Director and CEO at International Money Matters, about the key investment trends of 2023, top mistakes that investors made during the year, and what should investors look out for in 2024. Let's listen in.
Hello, Lavaid. Welcome to Simply Save podcast.
Thank you so much, Abhinav. It's a pleasure being here.
To begin with, can you take us through the highlights of major investment trends in 2023?
Yeah, I think 23 has been a boom year for markets across the world. Possibly the only market which was the exception was the Hang Seng index. China really suffered and has continued to suffer for the last 2-3 years. But every other market, it almost felt like a dartboard that you shoot an arrow and anywhere you shoot, you make money. Of course, in terms of relative terms, there would be something which is better than the other. So even a market like Japan, which has struggled for quite a few decades, did well. The Nikkei is up in the last year by more than 15%, which is pretty much the type of return the Nifty has given in the last 1 year. And so also has the Dow Jones. So across the world, we've seen that type of return, but those returns sort of fall flat compared to some of the little more aggressive returns, like NASDAQ has given 40%, the Nifty mid cap has given 43%, and small cap has given 50%. So I think the trend really in India has been the rapid continued increase of SIPs. And we are seeing more and more sort of SIPs moving to small cap just because the past returns are this phenomenal. And I mean, while I know you're only asking investment trends, I think that is probably the cause for a bit of worry that people are just looking at the rearview mirror and driving on the highway.
Right. Before we go into small cap, you talked about SIPs and the numbers. I mean, recently the SIP book has crossed 70,000 crore. So when we talk about mutual funds, which category of funds performed well and the ones that didn't?
So typically what happened is if you look at, you can divide funds into, you know, multiple categories. One you could look at between the asset class itself. So What is equity, what is debt, what is gold. So you will find that equity did very well. Even gold did well during the last year. But debt and fixed income really didn't take off as, you know, in the manner that it was expected to take off. If you sort of now put a microscope on the equity, and then try to see what happened between the different market caps. Like I mentioned, small cap did extremely well compared to mid cap. And, you know, then the Nifty looks a little bit of a dessert with very little sugar on it, you know. And then if I went deeper into, let's say, look at categories and sectors that did very well, then we found that the real estate sector has done very well in the last year. What has not really done too well have been technology and pharma. And we are just beginning to see the last week that we saw some bit of recovery and rally happening in technology. But otherwise, realty, automobiles did very well.
Any fund category, in fact, that picked up very well in 2023?
I think it's largely been small cap. So if I actually look at returns of the small cap index, last 1 year return is 50%, last 2 year return is 38%, which means that in the year before this year, actually small cap did not do well. And so for the first half possibly of this year, there was not really a attraction to small cap because it was still recovering the loss of the previous year. But then once it took off, I think there was a lot of attention and attraction to that category.
So what's behind this tremendous performance in this category?
So, if we sort of zoom out a bit and look at how these indices perform, in the large cap category, if you had a time horizon of, say, about 5 years, say 3 to 5 years, then by and large, you will see a cycle playing out in that large cap category. So there will be a rise and there will be a flat. Then it will fall and there will be attraction again and then it repeats. If I move to mid-cap, because of the nature of volatility and the ability for the fund manager or the category itself to sort of depend on how good the selection is, then you need to look at a little longer time horizon, so maybe 5 to 7 years. And that's when the cycle sort of plays out. The small cap, and of course, in terms of categorization, we have to know that in large cap, mutual funds are by law and definition to pick only the top 100 market cap companies. So there is a choice of fund manager to choose from the 100. If they have 40 stocks in the portfolio, they are getting 40% of that index chosen. Once you go to mid cap, there are 150 stocks which are defined. So number 101 to number 250. And there again, the fund manager, if they are choosing 40 stocks, then, they're getting about 25 to 30% of that market they are picking. Once you go to small cap, that number is really large. So anything above 251 technically funds in small cap. I think there are other definitions some of the funds and some of the other investment vehicles would use, saying, something which is beyond or below a particular market cap, maybe treat it as micro cap, etc. So for the time being, I'm not looking at that. If I look at small cap, then my ability to select, even if I was selecting 50, 60 stocks, I have a very large pool to pick from. And there, if I don't pick really well, there is a chance that even though the index may move in one way, my portfolio may move in another. This sort of long explanation I'm giving to say that for small cap, it is good to look at cycles over 7 to 10 years. And in those periods, you will get these boom periods like the last year with the 50% type of return. And then you will see, periods which could be flattish, it could be equal to large cap, it may be below large cap, then it could be negative. So I think we've seen that because, and typically as these cycles move, the valuation also moves from being, expensive to cheap to moderate to, in line with market, etc. So what had happened with small caps in the last year, because of the fall and profits of those companies actually grew, the attractiveness or the valuations were attractive. And therefore, we saw a sort of gust of money going in. And then with liquidity, that has got fueled. So it's continuing to rise, even though valuations now do look stretched. And possibly it's, while all of us as advisors and planners will say, oh, it's expensive, markets can continue to move the other direction. But when the fall happens and what the trigger is for the fall, one will not know. So one just needs to be a bit careful, is what I would say.
So now there's a fear that some portfolios or many portfolios might have become equity heavy because of the rally over the past 2-3 years, especially heavy into small caps or mid caps. So do you think inflows or the churn will happen towards large caps in the new year?
So those who are thinking rationally, those who are analyzing and investing, yes. And we would also be recommending, and we do recommend that at this point, if you have additional money, and it is meant for equity, so of course you need to look at your overall asset allocation, make sure that your risk assets are not going beyond what you are comfortable. But within that category of investing in equity, there is a definite sort of weightage that we would give towards large cap. However, I think for the lay investor, the ones who are looking at the rear view mirror, they'll wait for this situation where you suddenly start seeing, oh, 1 year return of small cap is now say 20% or 25%, and you know, large cap is also that range. Then you will start looking at, oh, let me look at alternative. So I think it takes a while before it correlates to retail. Typically, the more, I would say, knowledgeable or the ones who are a little more aware about that these sort of corrections will happen. When they happen, they will happen suddenly. And at that stage, you know, you don't want to be caught, you know, going out on a very nice day and suddenly find it's raining heavily and you've not carried an umbrella, even though there was a forecast that there is a small probability that it will rain. So it's pretty much like that in the small cap space. So the way we would look at it is that keep looking at your asset allocation. If you find that equities have gone overboard, then taking off some money and bringing your allocation back into the band that you're comfortable is a good idea. Within equity, if you, again, logically should have had an allocation that you want to do between large, mid and small, based on the time horizons of your long-term investment, then again, if small cap has gone overboard, it's a time to pull back and take some profits off. We are not saying pull out all the money. We are just saying go by allocation. So if, for example, if small cap was to be 20% of your equity allocation or 30%, and now it is 35%, at least take off the profit to the extent of bringing down the overall allocation back to in that 20-30% ratio.
So talking about 2023 only, in your experience, what were the key mistakes that investors did this year?
So I think more often than not, the long-term mistake people make is that they look at things in the short term and they invest on that basis. So invariably, we have seen that the small cap valuations were already attractive a year and a half ago. That's the time we should have put money in small cap. But people were hesitant because the past track record was not great. So they delayed putting money in small cap. I think the other mistake, the other side that has happened now is that they have continued putting money in small cap or increased the amount that they are putting in small cap by taking it out of debt, taking it out of large cap. That's the second mistake I think they have made. Possibly the allocation to gold didn't get too much attention. Again, previous year was not a great year for gold. So people didn't allocate, and now suddenly when you saw the movement happening with the international gold prices, the overall strength of the dollar falling and gold shooting up, that's when now people started saying, oh, let me go and put money in gold, because even gold in the last year gave me a double digit type of return in the Indian market. So I think mistakes are just being short-sighted, looking at things from a really short-term standpoint and forgetting that when things are really looking good and you're sort of climbing up the mountain and looking at the blue sky and saying, wow, it's such a wonderful scenery, you have to remember that the more you have climbed, the steeper the drop is going to be or the potential of the drop is, you have to be careful of that. I think that's the mistake most people have made.
Right. Now, looking forward, if someone has rupees 10 lakh today to invest, where would you suggest? I mean, I'm talking about equity, debt, across market capitalizations. What asset allocation would you recommend at this point?
Typically, the asset allocation is driven by two important things before we get to market. One is, what is really your goals and time horizon for investment? And second, how comfortable are you with taking risk? For a minute, let us assume that both those boxes are ticked and you have now identified that there is this certain amount of money I need to put. So I think at times when they are good, like they are at this point, when I look in the rearview mirror, this is the time to build a structure. So we would typically recommend that you must put some money in safer assets for those goals that you have, which are in the short term. At this point, because fixed income and debt has lost its tax advantage for fresh money that comes in, you have two choices. One is you have arbitrage for anything that you need beyond 2 or 3 months. That's continuing to look attractive. And the other option is to get into some of the conservative hybrid categories in mutual funds, which might have 15-20% equity allocation, and then they will do 15-20% arbitrage so that they can fulfill the tax requirements. Certainly, we would allocate 5-7% of the money into gold. So that's the other piece. We would possibly think of keeping 5-10% in international markets. So you could think of the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ or the Dow Jones to invest some money in. If you're really it's only 10 lakhs that you're asking me for. So I'm not saying that you take risk and let's say put money in Hang Seng because that's looking like a value buy. So we'll ignore that. Finally, we come to the equity portion. In the equity portion, in my opinion, the allocation to small cap and mid cap, even if I have money for long term, will be lower than what it will be for large cap. And in the large cap category, a large portion of my investment will go into index funds. And then I will keep a little bit for actively managed large cap.
Got it. So in terms of investment trends, what should investors look out for in the new year?
I think that we have to recognize that the markets ultimately, equity markets particularly, are driven by profits and on the other side by valuation. So profits may be very good, but if valuations become very expensive, we may not see growth. And, you know, sometimes corrections happen not in price, but in time. So we might see 1 or 2 quarters of a flat type of market where you're making zero return or very low return before it starts moving back up again. So one has to keep that in mind when you're investing. It is important for you to keep an eye on newer type of products, newer things that come out in the market. The only issue being you don't need to just jump onto them because they are new or they are the latest fad. There has to be some sort of analysis before you invest through them. And even if you're doing anything in fads, be careful in terms of and sort of protect risk by limiting the amount that you put there. So even if things go wrong, it doesn't go in line with what you thought. You're not worried that you lost a large part of your network. I think that's important to do. And of course, the long-term piece of continuing to rebalance the portfolio, stick to asset allocation as you're approaching goals, you know, reduce the risk. Don't be greedy about trying to make that little extra buck, saying, oh, I have to pay some school fees in the next 20 days. Let me continue riding, because next 2 weeks, if I look back at the last 2 weeks, may grow at X percent, so I'll make some more money. Don't take that sort of risk.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Abhinav. It was a pleasure being with you.
With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.